This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we said that the first three Yesodos deal with the description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyahu, and the first one is, he is existence innate. The second one is Achdus, there's one, and I cannot in any way divide HaKadosh Baruch Hu into parts. I can't say there's twos, anything like it. Vayisayda Shlishi, Shlilash Hagashmus Menu. There is nothing physical. Vehu, Shezer Echad Eine Guf, or a Kershal Guf. It's not a guf, nor is it a Koach Beguf. Let's explain the term Koach Beguf. This Maral uses the same type of language. When I speak of your hand or your foot, the hand or the foot is a thing. It's a physical piece of meat. When I speak of the mind, so it's shayer. It's not really a guf. You can't take the mind and look at it under the microscope, but the mind is a function of the brain. It's associated with the brain. I can't think of a mind with no where there's no brain. Or the energy in the body. The energy in the body is a concept. It's not a physical part, but it's something of the body. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a guf, nor a koach beguf. And nothing that's true about a physical entity is true HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'moy ha-tenua v'amnucha. Motion or rest. It's not shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't apply because these terms are physical terms. And that's why any type of connection or pure is not shayach. For Amru, lo yeshiva v'le amida v'le oyer v'le ifui. Sitting doesn't exist, standing doesn't exist, backs doesn't exist, all of these things. The Navi says you cannot compare me to anything. Now, let's talk about this point. It says in the Piyut that we say on Shabbos morning. In the morning in Beres Hashachar, we say Ein Kel Kasher Kerem Azev Vezach Makel Amabar Efes Bult Hagaleinu Mesav Mashiach VeEin Doimel Chomeshen L'Skias Amesim. So we talk about Ein Doimel, and the understanding is that this is ascending order. In other words, it's going from the most concrete to the most subtle. So Ein Kerekecha means there's nothing as strong as you. Ein Kerekecha, in the world over here, we have strength, but Ma'is Hashem is the strongest. So when I say, who's stronger than me? So the person might be the world's champion weightlifter, and I may be just kind of a scorny yeshiva bacha. So he can lift 1,000 pounds, I can lift maybe a pound, but it's still the same system. It's 1,000 times as many. I can compare the two because they are of the same system. To compare things, they have to be of the same, with a difference in terms of in terms of number. The umid doima lecha means there, I can't compare. It's just like I can't compare apples to oranges unless I look at them as fruits. But there is nothing in common that even allows any comparison. Olam Haba is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the utmost. In that world, it's incomparable, meaning there's no way in which we can form a comparison. So he says, V'lahoya gufa, dem le gufim. If the other thing is physical, then I can make a comparison. It's taller, it's shorter, it's heavier, it's tougher, it's lighter, it's more flexible. Any two physical objects in my laboratory, I can compare, no problem. I there's a lot of properties that fit physical objects. I say, this is stronger, this is tougher, this is bigger, this is smaller, v'chulam. V'chol ma shebo b'kisvei ha-kodesh mitiura b'tiura ha-gufim, k'ma ha-hetik, v'amida, v'yeshiva, v'adir, g'itzeh, ha-kol der hash-olo. Anything that is mentioned is simply a metaphor. So when I say that such and such a person sits on top of the entire company structure, I had a friend of mine at Israel, really Israeli, Chavach, a Rus of mine, and there was a boy in our vad, an American boy whose father was very well to do, and you know, it was a head of a company or something or other. And, you know, I don't know what the Israeli boy heard, but he imagined that his company is like has a skyscraper and his father's office on the top, because he's on top of the company. So we tell a kid he's on top of the company. So is he? Well, yes, but the word top is not literal. It's a conceptual juxtaposition. I'm saying the idea of top over here is there. When I say, when I speak of something bright, I'm speaking of a color. There's a dark red and a bright red. When I say that you look very bright this morning, it's lav dafka that the color changed. It's something about your demeanor that's sort of uplifting or something. So hashterech hash'ola, this Rambam uses this term constantly. That's how we understand. It says in the Gilui of our Sinai, we did not see anything that is guf. There was no seeing something.
How do we explain Moshe with the Os from Moshe
saw the film, the Ritzos, that thing? So we'll have to understand it, like he says, there, Hashalom. The pasuk of Eschanan is the most powerful pasuk. The pasuk says, you have to be very careful, killer, isen kol tmuna. Don't you dare make any images, because there was no image shown. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, there was a skala to us, was a skala of images. When Chazal say Keshel film, we'll have to explain it. And there's 101 explanations for it, but it certainly, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wears film, who's the batim macher? I was once in Long Branch. It's a spider community next to Deal. And there's a big coil building. It's very nice. I walked out. I walked by a house, and it says on it, Hakoil Yochel Garpoi. The Kol Yochum is the Almighty lives here. Kol Yochum v'chalom yachad. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I said, wow, I didn't know Kadosh Baruch Hu lives in Long Branch. And I was trying to figure out, my gosh, what is it? So I chapped what it was. The person didn't know Hebrew well. In Hebrew, a kolboy is a fellow who's like a handyman, an all-around handyman. You know, a kolboynik is somebody who can do everything, fix everything. This person didn't quite get it. He said, "A kol yoch gar kan." That a kol yoch is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means.
Did Rabbi tell him that he got it wrong?
What?
Did Rabbi tell him that he got it wrong?
No, I was scared. I didn't know. I didn't want to knock at the door. I didn't know what it would be inside. Vayisayd Ravi haKadmus. The fourth yisayd is Kadmus. The meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu is primary in the world. Vehu. So now let's talk about this point. L'chura, this is already included in number one. If everything in the world owes its mitzias to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu owe its mitzias to something else? I mean, it's like a catch-22 situation. Nothing in the world exists except for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam is what the Ram what the Rambam was trying to avoid was. Aristotle had a formula along the following lines, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of all existence, and yet everything has existed eternally. What that means, I don't know, but this is a big point. This is this the Rambam devotes Emor Nevuchim chapter after chapter after chapter to deal with it. This was a very critical point, and the Rambam was very insistent on it. That's why I think he made it a separate ikur, because it was a big makom tos. Now, where do I see it in the Torah? Ushemayr lav maima ma'oina lekei kedem. V'da, ka'isoid ha'yoisigol shatoris Moshe Rabbeinu hu ha'yoisigol mechudesh. Hintzi Hashem v'racha adegamur. The most important core lesson of the Torah is that and the world is mechudesh and came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, and that's why I am so struggling so much to explain this, because of the philosophers. He writes on the bottom that this was a footnote on the side that the Rambam added afterwards, that you should know that the reason why I so much speak about it, because it is. I want to add nafkaminas about this. None of this, the theoretical stuff, that's all theory is theory. It's not relevant. I want to give two examples that this is extremely relevant. A person, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this, this, and this, and this. And we tell him, impossible. Because if it was true, there would be something going quick in the speed of light, and nothing go quick in the speed of light. That's a taina. Uncertain when you try to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this, that, or other thing. Now, if the laws of nature are be'etzem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to work within the laws of nature, then that's a very, very good taina. But we can't say there are laws of nature that are be'etzem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, has to work within it. Because that would mean there's something primary, something before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the laws of nature. So every single time we ask the word impossible on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, impossible means because there are certain laws of nature and things have to work through that. Once we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadmon and the laws of nature are the way he put into the Bria, that's not a kasha anymore. It's like it doesn't begin as a kasha. One. Two. There is no way HaKadosh Baruch Hu could want us to kill our Amalek, because it's cruel, it's immoral, it's wrong, it's morally wrong, ethically wrong, kulam. And whatever else, some people have problems with other mitzvahs. Everyone's got their mitzvahs. I once heard somebody, unfortunately somebody went off the derech, and not all, I don't think all there, really. The person was saying that they really have a struggle with Shabbos, and Hashem loves me, and he would never want me to do something that makes me feel so uncomfortable. Okay, if you break that as a nachas yisoid, I've got many people, Shachas makes them very uncomfortable. Some people mincha ma'ariv as well, so it's in there, they forget about Seder, you know, but what? Yes, you can add. Feel free to add.
They're uncomfortable taking the coupon.
Right?
I'm comfortable taking a coupon from part of
the American's coupon. That's what you're trying to say.
You're very uncomfortable. Okay. The answer to that is, one second, where does morality come from? Morality is a bria. It does nothing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's nothing. So morality is a framework created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we resonate with. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is right, this is wrong, then from where he asking a kasha? It's like the marshal, if I tell somebody what you're doing is illegal, I say, where's the law? In France, it's illegal. We don't subscribe to French law. That in France, they subscribe to French law, they subscribe to American law. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who made the morality. And what we feel and sense as being moral or immoral is because we can tune into it. But there's nothing for us to say, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu do something that's immoral? Is the question, is kfira in this dibur? Ma'oyne Elokei Kerem says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is racious mikol racious. Nothing precedes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To ask a question on something, it needs to precede it. So if somebody comes along and says, you can't do it, it's illegal. Yes, because the American law was enacted. I'm a citizen of the country, I have to listen to the law. But imagine somebody comes to my country and says, okay, I've just made a law now, this and this is illegal. Where are you coming from? Why am I beholden to your law? So the any questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's only one type of question you can ask. L'moshal, B'nai Slavchad, they came along and they said, if the halacha is that daughters don't have a din of children, then our mother should be misyabed. If we do have a din of children, we should get nachla. In other words, when you ask a kasha minei ubei, then you can have hashevet klaros layase mishpat. You've told me what giving mishpat are. You've told me you want mishpat. This doesn't fit into the derm that you told me to fit in. That's a shaila. That's something that's a makom to learn from. But to ask it from quote unquote morality, what does that mean? Okay, we'll hold it over here.